Hi, am I speaking with Eric?
Correct.
Hey, Eric, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking.
So,
I know Angel was speaking with Alberto, and he asked me to give you a call regarding Google Guaranteed. Now, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, so I'm taking a look at your guys' main services. It's chimney services, right? Like chimney sweeping, cleaning, flashing, waterproof, etc. So, Google Guaranteed, which is a pay-per-lead program, there's not an available category for your keywords, right, at this particular time. Okay. The other option you have, let me take a look at your account. All right, so you're on Meta Ads, website, local SEO. Okay, so another option you do have that's available to you is something called Google Ads. Have you heard of that before? Do you know how those work?
In a way, like sort of like a part of it, like from my understanding, is you put in like a budget of, you know, an X amount, and
exactly.
Then from there you you know, it's paid per click.
Exactly.
The only thing I don't understand is like let's just say, you know, if you have your own company and stuff like that, and then I'm, you know, randomly just going on different, like, let's just say, I guess I search up, like, chimney repair, and I don't click it, that you won't get, like, get paid. I mean, you won't get, I guess, bills for that, right?
Correct.
It's only unless they click it, right?
It's only unless they click it. And here's the thing. The same person cannot click it more than once. So the reason they do that, okay, is they don't want, like, your competitors going on, like, clicking your your ad all day, you know what I'm saying, just running the budget up. So they have safety precautions on that, right? But you have it exactly right. It's pay-per-click. You set a budget. The benefit of it is it'll show at the top of the page where it says ad, right? And you're able to target not just, like, your local area, but you could target as far as you want. Now, obviously, the further out you target, the faster the budget goes. So, you know, obviously, like, for example, if you did the whole U.S., right? I'm not saying you will, but if you did the whole U.S. with a $300 ad budget, that's going to be gone in, like, 30 minutes, you know?
Right?
So, but yeah, absolutely. What we do, so by us doing it, we're a Google Premier partner. So Google gives us incentives. Basically, you get more bang for your buck with us running the ads, and you have a professional monitoring it, making sure your ad looks good so people want to click on it to call you, right? And we'll set your targeted areas for your specific keywords. And they try to get you the best, like, bang for your buck. So we look for those kind of diamond in the rough keywords too that are less expensive, but when people click on it, ends up being big money for you, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah. Because for me, like, honestly, like, there's a lot of, pretty much when it comes to, like, pricing, like, just for our main thing is just to get to the door realistically. So
right.
From there, I mean, I guess what's the most expensive, like, keyword?
It's going to range anywhere between 50 cents to around, like, $5 per click.
50 cents to $5, okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, do you have, I guess, the most expensive one? Like,
So what they'll do is we would set you up with a Google Ad specialist who would go over that with you, like, in detail, and you'll have tracking of it too. So in your guys' current client dashboard with us, right, what'll happen is it'll show you your keywords, like how much budget you have remaining and how many clicks you're actually getting, right? Now, the budget, like, the amount of the keyword can change. Like, one day it can be $5. And then the next day at X time, right, it's $2 per click. So it's constantly changing depending off of how many companies are, like, bidding on those keywords, if that makes sense.
I wonder how my building fell on.
Yeah. Google Guaranteed, the benefit of that one is that's a pay-per-lead program. So you're not paying for clicks. You're paying for actual qualified leads where you're speaking to a person and setting an appointment or giving them a quote. But currently, unfortunately, Google Guaranteed isn't an available category for your industry, you know. But
yeah,
Google
yeah,
Ads
with
is.
The lead,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the leads, like, I never really understood, like, I guess how you guys get those leads.
Yeah, so with Google Guaranteed, and again, just to be completely clear, it's not available currently for your category. But for the categories that it is, right? Like, I have a bunch of plumbers on it, roofers, et cetera. The ones that it is, the way the lead works is they'll pick you and call you from the Google Guaranteed section, and you're not paying per call. So what happens is when they call, if you schedule an appointment, like if you schedule an estimate with them, or if you quote them over the phone, like give them pricing, those are considered qualified leads that you'll be charged for.
Okay.
But if it's
Google
anything
would,
other
like
than that, you're automatically not charged, you know?
Okay. But how do, I guess, you guys know that?
Oh,
you know,
I'm sorry. So every company that qualifies for that platform, it's not their phone number showing there. It's a Google rotating number. So it forwards to your phone, and it's recorded by Google bots. So like an AI... Mm. Which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified.
Okay. Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
No, it's amazing. We have 100% retention rate on those accounts since we started offering it. But it's so new, it's not available to every category, you know? Like,
yeah.
I have a bunch of solar guys that want to get in. They can't yet. Concrete, it's not available for that industry yet. So there's some industries it's not available yet, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. And how, like, I mean, obviously, like, I know it's not available for our type of business, but how much does, like, would one, like, have to pay to be in that, like, program?
It depends. So, we have some clients that their leads are, like, $10 per lead. And then we have, like, guys in foundation, like, foundation pros, where their leads are, like, $180 per lead. So it's really just dependent off of the category and area to, like, give you a better understanding of it. I'll pull your area up right now for, like a painter, you know, just so you have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second.
Yeah. And roughly, like, that won't, it's officially, like, not going to come into, like, the chimney business, or it's just, it may take some time.
May take a lot of time. So for a long time, they didn't have painters, and it finally opened up, like, recently. That's, like, the newest category that started with the painting vertical. But for a long time, painters couldn't get in. But, like, the cost per lead for the painting vertical for your area is $52 per qualified lead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But with Google Ads, right, obviously it's less expensive because it's pay-per-click. It's not pay-per-qualified lead. If you wanted to run a Google Ad campaign, we recommend a minimum budget towards that of $300 for your Google Ads.
Okay, so $300, all right.
Yes, sir.
And then that's per month on top of the, I believe, $249 that's being paid already?
Correct, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so there's, you said that there's, like, safety, like, protocols for, you know, just not anyone's going to be clicking. Well, I guess, like, competitors, they can't be clicking.
More than
twice,
right? Or more than once, I mean. Yes,
once.
Sir. Correct.
Okay. I mean, is there a way, let's just say, to track, okay, like, this person is clicking every single month, you know, stuff like that, or like every week, you know?
Yeah, so if that happened, if we see something that, if you wanted us to dispute something, we could directly to Google through our rep, you know what I'm saying? But these business owners, I mean, they have the safety precautions where they can't click on you more than once, right, where it charges you. So, I mean, you're not going to have a guy going on there every week clicking on you is what we've seen. But Google has that precaution just to make sure, you know.
Okay. Yeah, because yeah. I mean, like, I just want to, you know, we're going to be putting, you know, we're going to put 300, you know, a week, I mean, a month and stuff like that, additional, you know. I would kind of hope, you know, it does, you know, hopefully generate, you know, X amount of calls for, you know, potential clients.
Yeah, our Google ad department's amazing. They do a really good job. And since we're a Google Premier partner, we have a direct line of communication to our Google reps. So they're able to make sure they get the best bang for your buck, you know?
Okay. And on average, like you said, it was anywhere from 50 cents to $5 per click.
Yeah. So let's,
I guess most of the time.
Let's lowball it. Let's say it's at $5 a click, right? So with $300 allocation, you're looking at about 60 clicks in that section.
Okay. And, all right.
And obviously it could be better. It could be more. You know what I'm saying? But that's just to kind of lowball it, you know? I like to under-promise, over-deliver type of thing.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess like with $300, then at least like 60 potential leads.
Potential clicks,
and,
yeah.
Well, yeah, potential, yeah, clicks. Yes, sir. And, all right, and like, how fast does that, I guess, like, go into effect?
Oh, we could get it launched right away. So, basically, let's say you wanted to rock and roll with the Google Ads. We charge the $300 budget, right? And then I would send it to our Google Ad department to get rolling on your keywords right away. Typically, for the ad to be live, it's about 3 days or so.
Okay.
Just so they could get it all, like, put together correctly, you know?
Okay. Yes, so then 3 days on 300. Yeah, because, I mean, for me, like, the time I've, like, been in the business, and like, honestly, like, I can't make the decision today. Obviously, I have to talk with Angel, but
yeah,
I mean, it does, you know, kind of make sense to have, you know, so with that 3 days, because the business, I mean, like, I guess the better side of the business is towards the end of the, you know, end of the year, towards, you know, anywhere, once it starts to get cold, it really.
Right.
So,
right.
If it's 3 days, then honestly, that works out, you know, pretty well. Now, when it comes to billing, let's just say if I was to be like, all right, let's start it today. Then we start getting billed today, pretty much at 300, or is it up until the bill cycle of with the local slash?
Yeah, so what would happen, right, is your $300, that will be charged. Like, let's say you talk to Angel and you guys want to get the ads going, right, like today, where we have them launched within the next 3 days. We charge the $300. Your billing, let me check it real quick. It is set for the 23rd of September, so like 20 days out. So what we could do is we could set it to bill like the additional $300 either a month out from then, or if you wanted to roll it into the 23rd of September, we could do that too. So we can modify it how you want, but you have plenty of time to use that $300 ad spend, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So then a monthly, then it would be, let's just say like...
$549. Yeah.
Yeah, $549 monthly for you wouldn't be able to look at the, like, the Facebook ads if it's like live already?
Yeah, they should be live. Let me check, though. Give me 1 second here. You've been with us a year, right?
Yeah, it's been some time already.
Yeah.
I don't know how long exactly, but...
yeah, your Facebook ads are already live. Yeah. You've gotten 865 clicks, it shows me, with 31,242 impressions. Impressions are just like when people actually see it, you know, and it shows me 9 calls to you.
But is that year to date, or is that just in the last, like, you know, 2 weeks, or I think he activated it again.
Let me check when he activated it. Give me one quick second.
Because I know it was last year in the beginning, it was active, but then we ended up taking it out, and then now he just
got it.
I believe
he reactivated it. what was it, on the 23rd, right?
Is what it shows. Just recently.
Let me see how far back this goes. Give me 1 second. Oh, yeah, it's set for all time. So hold on. Let me do past 30 days. Okay, so in the past 30 days, it shows me there's been 21 clicks, 756 impressions. So yeah, your ads are running. They're on your tracking system too, if you want to check them out. The amount spent was $32.94, so you still have ad spend in there for your Facebook ads too.
Okay, because that's $100, right?
Yeah, you have $100 ad spend in there, correct. And you've used $32.94 of it.
Okay. So the Facebook question about the Facebook ads, up until how is it being used again?
So those are different than the Google ads. So Google ads is a direct search, right? Like somebody goes on Google, they search chimney cleaning, bam, your ad shows up, right? Yeah. For Facebook, which is called Meta ads now, right? Those are retargeted. So if somebody goes online and searches chimney cleaning, right, anywhere online, when they go to Facebook, you're going to have an ad show up on their feed as long as they're in your targeted area. When people see the ad, that's called an impression. When people actually click on the ad, that's when it's a click.
Okay. So right now, I guess the whole thing would be, I guess, for the Google ads and stuff like that. So the website is under Martinez Chimney LLC, right?
The website, give me 1 second. Let me go to your tracking. Here it is. I got so many tabs open.
No problem.
All right. MartinezChimneyLLC.com is what your website's under. Yes, sir.
And then the ads is under, the Google page is under Martinez Chimney Services. I mean, that wouldn't affect anything, right?
No. So the Facebook ads are separate. So the way your pricing breaks down right now is you have $149 going towards the local SEO. That includes the call tracking, the My Site, which is the website, right? And your search engine optimization. So $149 goes towards that. $100 is going towards Facebook ads right now. So those retargeted ads. If you added the Google ads, then that would be an additional $300 towards the Google ads.
You kind of cut off the last.
Oh, I'm sorry. So $149 covers your local SEO, your website, your call tracking, right? The directories they submitted you to. So $149 is for that. $100 goes towards your Meta ads, your Facebook advertising. So if you added the Google ads, right, that would be $300. And that's how it would reflect on your invoice. Like, it breaks all the pricing down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And from there, it would go, with the Google ads. And let's just say we were to, after the first month, drop it from 300. From like 300, is it, that's the least amount, or?
That's the least recommended amount, yes. For Google ads, we recommend $300 to get you sufficient results for the Google ads.
Okay, 300.
Yes, sir.
Just out of curiosity, you could go cheaper then, right?
I wouldn't do it though, because if you do so when you do 300, Google gives us incentives to offer you additional ad spend, right? So, for example, when you give us $300, they give us a $100 coupon for your ads. If you do $200 in the ads, you're not getting that incentive. So, we don't recommend anything less than $300 to get you the best, bang for your buck, basically.
Okay, so from $300, technically, I guess we'll be getting $400?
Exactly. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Because I'd rather let him know, anything, any small questions, just
minimum amount you guys want towards Google ads is going to be $300.
$300, okay. You know, because, like, sometimes, you know, if he was to say, like, oh, I just want to do 100, like, then I'd rather let him know. But it is possible, though, right?
It is possible, but you're, like, because here's the thing. The more clicks you're getting, right, the better chance you have of landing actual, like, susceptible clients, right, like, good clients. So that 300, especially with a $100 coupon attached to it from Google directly, you're getting way more bang for your buck to get your results. Because our main thing is, like, hey, if you're getting results, you're going to stay with us. You know what I'm saying? That's why we don't recommend less than 300.
Yeah, because I know he did mention to me that, you know, there really hasn't been as many calls as, you know, he has, you know, hoped and stuff. That's why he tried to add, like, you know, the Facebook ads and stuff. You know, hopefully it brings it up. That's why I brought, kind of brought up the question, like, oh, it was live already.
But, yeah, so, like, from Google specifically, right, and this is over the last 6 months. Right, that's what it's here. Let me do it to all time, even in 1 second. So all time, it shows me 220 calls to you from the Google page specifically. So that's not with the Google ads, right, included. So if you're offering ads, and I could go just so we can like kind of compare it to the Facebook ads too. Okay, so in the past 30 days, your calls have gone down. Obviously, it says 7 calls to you, right? From the Google page specifically. So when you're adding Google ads to that, now you're getting outside of your local area. So you could target, like, more cities, more area, right? More zip codes. And you're showing up kind of in that top position. So those Google ads really should be the ticket for you to kind of jumpstart or kick things off, you know? Again.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So then, and you said specific, like, cities. Because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, on the page right now, it kind of shows, like, a general area. I mean, we've gotten a few calls from, you know, the New York area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know really if it was from either Facebook or from actual Google page. But they're like, oh, like, I see you work in New York, but, you know, we don't have the license for New York. So if it's if it's specific areas, like, let's just say, like, zip codes, then it could work out. But if it's going to be, like, just a general area, I don't know if, let's just say we were to jump into Google Ads, that, you know, let's just say, like, $15 went towards, or more, you know, went towards New York. Yeah, because...
No, it's specific zip codes. Yeah, you guys could target, like, certain cities. Like, if you want to cut it off before New York, you could do that. Some clients send in zip codes, some send in counties, some send in cities, but Google Ads is, like, directly targeted to where the IP address is located, you know? Let me check your Facebook ads real quick to make sure those aren't in New York, you know?
Yeah, because I believe in the, if I'm not mistaken, let me just double check. I don't know if there was a picture from the website or... from Google that it was targeting, you know, a little bit of New York. Where was it?
Yeah, so your Facebook ads, hold on, let me check in then. It's on all time, so let me go right now. Hold on. Spend. It shows me New Jersey, but I'm gonna message. So you don't want any clicks from New York, right? Just to clarify.
Yeah, no.
So
no,
I'm gonna message our Facebook team, and I'm gonna make sure they like it's not showing up in New York. Okay.
Yeah, because that was the one thing, like, we did, and I was actually the one that took the calls. And they're like, oh, but, you know, your page showed up in New York, you know. And I was like, no, well, we technically can't work in New York because we don't have the license for it. So I just want to, you know, I don't want no calls to be going into New York, really, because, like, New York City is right there. Like, that's all. Most of them is just commercial.
Right.
So I would
check your
like
Google listing, too, real quick. One second here. I just messaged Facebook department. Let me check the Google page, too. the Google page, when you look at it, it cuts off. It looks like they have the radius correct because it cuts off right before New York.
Okay.
Like it goes out to like Jersey City, Hoboken. So it cuts off. Like if you look at your Google listing, it cuts off right at New York. So your Google listing's fine. It might have been a call from Facebook Ads is what you got. So I just messaged that department to make sure they take those ads off of New York if they are running there, you know?
Oh, okay, perfect.
Okay. Glad you brought that up to me, for sure.
No, I appreciate it, because that was the one thing that was kind of a little confusing to me. And, yeah, I was like, hopefully it's not, just running in New York as well.
Right. When I checked the tracking off the past 7 days, it shows New Jersey, but when I had it all time, it showed some New York on there, too. So that's why I just messaged them, just to make sure, you know, like, those ads aren't showing in New York. So they'll be able to modify it for you. But Google Ads, though, you could even send us a list of zip codes, and you'll only show up in those zip codes for Google Ads.
Oh, perfect. Okay, perfect. All right.
Okay.
I believe, is there anything else I guess I should know about, Google Ads?
Google Guaranteed is amazing, right? The only, the clients I mentioned Google Ads to are the ones Google Guaranteed is not available. But here's the thing, with the Google Ads, over time, you guys have had good traction on Google. The ads are just going to be able to target a further range of area for you, in New Jersey, right? Where you're showing up at the top and you're only paying when you're clicked on, you know? So it's a good way, especially if calls are slow right now, to kind of jumpstart things for you, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So.
All right.
Let me
send
you my direct line right now. And I know you got to speak to Angel too, right?
Yeah. There's something I can't just make a decision.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let me get that over. It'll say Google Guarantee Department, but I'm well versed in all our products, just so you know. All right.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Let me get that over to you now.
The email that's on there is E. Martinez, right?
E. Martinez, let me see. I was sending you a text. The email, emartinez1395@hotmail. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it's the number ending in 1726. I received a message, Daniel Nelson, right?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Okay.
When should I follow up?
Let's see. I think he's not available right now. I would say probably Thursday towards the late afternoon.
Okay. Thursday. The same time? 5 o'clock or later?
Yeah, I think 5 o'clock should work.
Okay.
Five o'clock works for me. That's Eastern time.
Yeah. I always go off for your guys' time. So,
so
I got you in for 5 p.m. on Thursday. And if you have questions before then, feel free. You can text, email, call me, whichever is easier for you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, if you're able to send me a message through your email, and then I'll be able to, all right.
Yeah, I'll send you an email right now to the E. Martinez with the Google Ads stuff on it. Okay?
All right, appreciate it so much.
All right, brother. You have a great rest of your day. Talk to you soon.
You as well. Thank you.
All right.